This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick in Kansas City, but this next story is from Washington, D.C. A congressional committee is investigating the State Department's investigators. The Inspector General's office there is supposed to ferret out fraud and abuse within the State Department. Now, the chairman of the House Government Oversight Committee has written a letter accusing the Inspector General of squelching investigations to protect the Bush administration's image. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
California Democrat Henry Waxman was tipped off that there were problems at the State Department's Inspector General's office after his House committee started looking into the building of a massive new U.S. embassy in Baghdad. There were allegations that one of the contractors, a Kuwaiti company, brought in foreign workers against their will. Waxman says rather than sending experienced investigators to look into the allegations of human trafficking, the State Department's Inspector General, a political appointee named Howard Krongard, did the report himself.
He made a report based on his own interviews, but he only interviewed people that the contractor wanted him to interview. And then, after only talking to those people, he exonerated the company.
Waxman says Krongard refused to cooperate in a Department of Justice investigation into other problems with the U.S. Embassy compound.
It seemed from what we're hearing from people in the State Department that he was deciding to be a good partisan Republican and not do anything that might embarrass the Bush administration. But he wasn't, according to these allegations, doing his job of finding out about wasted and perhaps fraudulent takings of U.S. taxpayers' money.
Krongard's office released a statement saying the inspector general is traveling in Afghanistan and Iraq now. It said the letter Waxman wrote is replete with inaccuracies, including those made by persons with their own agendas. One of the whistleblowers quoted in Waxman's letter is Ralph McNamara, who now works in the Inspector General's Office of the U.S. Postal Service. He says he was basically pushed out of the State Department.
I was called in the office for a meeting with the Inspector General and the Deputy Inspector General, and I was told that I was the last of the old management and that I was to step aside.
McNamara says while he was on the job, he tried to follow leads from State Department officials out in the field who report back problems through a special hotline. He remembers some complaints about a contractor that was supposed to provide a certain type of computers for a police training facility in Afghanistan.
We had folks contact the hotline to say it was not that particular brand, it was a counterfeit. And second, the software was not the software that was called for. And there was some indications that there may have been a backdoor put in the computers that allow hackers, or even worse, access to the files on the computer and to access to the network.
McNamara says investigators couldn't go to follow up. Many other tips were simply ignored.
Now, am I saying all of these allegations would have been proved true? No. But why take the chance? I mean, you got lives, you got millions of dollars on the line.
McNamara says he came forward not for any personal grudges, but because he felt it was the right thing to do for U.S. officials serving abroad and for U.S. taxpayers. He says there are few investigators left on the job at the State Department's Inspector General's office, and those who remain are frustrated. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.